How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Murder in the morning from the Hidden Killers podcast.
So if you're ever in a situation where you suspect that your spouse may be trying to poison you, it is time to leave that relationship. I get it. It's difficult and you want to stay there for the kids, but if they're capable of doing that to you, they're capable of doing that to the children as well. But again, I get it. I've been in a situation at one point in my life where I was sticking around strictly for the kids, and I'm glad I did, but it got scary, and it's a weird place to be in. And hindsight is 20/20 when you're in one of those types of situations. But this is interesting. The Corey Richens case is what we're specifically talking about here, and we know her now as the alleged Moscow Mule killer. This is the woman who gave her husband, or allegedly gave her husband, a Moscow Mule laced with fentanyl, and then went for a nap in the other room and came back and he was cold to the touch.
Have you ever had a Moscow Mule?
Yeah, I have.
I'm not sure I have. I'm looking it up right now just to see what's in it.
Lime, mint, rum.
So wouldn't you taste fentanyl?
I have no idea what fentanyl tastes like. I don't know if it has a flavor.
I would think it would be a bitter type of a taste. So if this is mint and lime and ginger beer, vodka, I'm not sure that it would taste good.
I don't think it takes much fentanyl to do a lot of damage.
Oh, good point.
It's like a very microscopic amount that can do crazy things to someone. The thing is, this wasn't the first time she tried to poison him. If you go back, Valentine's Day, 2022, she's alleged to have slipped poison into his sandwich in her husband's truck. After eating the sandwich, her husband, Eric Richens, who is now deceased, broke out in hives, was unable to breathe, and required an EpiPen to recover. He later voiced suspicions to a friend that his wife was trying to poison him.
Does it say what kind of sandwich? I'm curious. Are we talking like a tuna sandwich with some mayo that went bad? Or are we talking there was a chemical in there that made him like drop to the ground?
I think there was a chemical in the bologna. Like she put it in. I don't know what it was. It doesn't specify the sandwich or its toppings or sauces. But
I need some details here.
It is in fact a sandwich that that he consumed. There's so many things that point to this being very nefarious, and there's a couple new interesting tidbits of information that have come out on this, and we'll get to it in a second, including her trying to assault, or basically straight up assaulting Eric's sister after his death. Yeah, do you know about that one? Yeah.
That's new information now, isn't it?
In the years leading up to Eric's death, Corey had taken out multiple life insurance policies on him, totaling close to $2 million. Most recent policy was taken out just 2 months before his death. Additionally, just 48 hours after Eric's death, she attempted to drill into his safe, which contained between $125,000 and $165,000. In cash.
And she just, damn.
Yeah. Drill into the safe within 48 hours of the death. Now, it's one thing if, you know, your spouse dies and eventually maybe you don't have the safe code or whatever. You'd probably find a way to get into that. You'd want to. You'd need to. But the body's like not even in the ground. And you're trying to break into the safe? When she discovered that her husband had changed his will and placed his older sister in charge of his estate, Corey became rather enraged at that one. Assaulting Eric's sister, unbeknownst to her, Eric had created a living trust that removed her from any control over his estate.
So he knew. Obviously he was telling his friends, if anything happens to me, it's her. But he went to great lengths to protect his family after something might happen to him.
It's even in his will. His will even has a clause in there about if something happens to me that she should be looked at.
Wow.
I can't imagine this was a very happy household towards the end. I mean, number one, if we're just talking about having a safe here, my spouse knows what the safe combinations are. And if she doesn't off the top of her head, she knows where to get them.
Right.
It's not, I think it'd be kind of awkward to have something like that where your spouse would not at the least know how to access it in the case of an emergency. Maybe like you just use it on a regular basis and they don't, but to not know that is, I find that to be a little strange.
Well, and what if something happened to him where he was incapacitated in the hospital?
Yeah.
You know, they needed to access things for money purposes, to pay some bills, things like that. I mean, this is just basic husband-wife communication, I would think.
Well, very much so. And what we're learning more and more about is this tremendous amount of debt that she was raking up prior to her death. And a husband that didn't seem all that happy about it. Into some of his business accounts and such and taking loans out of them or just withdrawing money or not paying taxes when it was said, oh, yeah, I'm going to withdraw this. I'm going to take care of this for you. And that didn't happen, taking the money and using it on her own projects and things of that nature. It's a messed up one. Despite her public display of grief, the Richens family spokesperson revealed that the couple had been discussing divorce in the months leading up to Eric's death, largely due to the financial disputes. Eric discovered that Corey had spent a substantial amount of money from their home equity line, his bank accounts, and credit cards, as well as misappropriated funds intended for tax payments. This is a guy who I think was living in fear. If he was allowing these things to happen, allowing her to just willy-nilly spend these egregious amounts of money in stupid places, and he was not able to say anything. That's not a guy he's needs to grow a set of. No, it's someone who's probably fearing for their life and for the safety of their children and not upsetting the monster that's known as his wife.
Tell me something, Ken, and I'm not asking for my own personal reasons here, but Ken, if you've got a husband and wife on the home, on the mortgage, can one of them go in without the other's signature and actually get a home equity line of credit without the other one even knowing about it?
I don't know the answer to that.
I don't either. And that's what happened in this case. That surprises me. It seems like a failure somewhere. If you've got two people on a document, two people have to sign if something changes.
Well, yes, but you talk about that. Honestly, it depends on your bank on how they handle some of those things. Some places are very much like, well, we know you and this or that. I mean, if you have a joint account, one of the parties can go and empty it.
No, that's true.
And you don't need both people to go and do anything. I think there may be some questions as to why a bank would give out just a crazy large sum of money with no questions asked on a joint account. There could be some culpability there, but they will do it when things go completely haywire and crazy. It happens, and it's not fun to learn about that. You're like, oh, you did what? The couple's marital strife had caused Eric to consult both a divorce lawyer and an estate planning lawyer. He created that living trust without Corey's knowledge, which removed her control over his estate and limited her access to any funds in the event of his death. Eric's will also included specific instructions in case of his, quote, disappearance or abduction.
Jesus.
I have a will. I don't think I have a disappearance or abduction clause in it.
No shit. And can you imagine the attorney writing that, you know, looking up from their paper going, I'm sorry, you want a what?
And it urged family members to investigate his wife if something happened to him. He expressed fear that she might harm him for financial gain.
Wow.
Despite it, he stayed in the marriage for the sake of his three sons. According to the family spokesperson, he was devoted to his kids and heavily involved in their lives. Corey allegedly had an ongoing relationship with someone else during their marriage, a fact that was rumored but never really confirmed or discussed openly with Eric. On the day before Eric's death, Corey claimed they were celebrating because she had closed on a home for her business. However, family members reported that Eric did not agree with the purchase and intended to tell Corey that he did not plan to move forward with it. Corey closed the deal the day after Eric's death and listed the property for sale 2 weeks later. That would be a weird one when you go in for the closing on that. It's like, oh, how's it going? How's your day? Oh, my husband died last night after having a Moscow mule. But other than that, let's close on this bitch. You know?
Yeah. Well, let's get this shit done right now.
Yeah. So many weird, suspicious things in this. What's the worst part is these kids. They already lost their dad that they loved. And now they had a mom who for the last year has been reading to them this book that she wrote about, oh, he's still here with us. It's all okay. He's just in the clouds, but daddy's still here. Oh, and now, by the way, guess what you get to find out? Mom killed dad. So your only source of like comfort and, you know, getting through and handling the grief, that's the person that's helped you through it. Well, they're the ones who caused it too. So these kids are in for a world of hurt the rest of their lives and confusion. The damage that was done to these kids is unfathomable.
I just don't know how they'll ever recover. They trusted their mom. They lost their dad. And this book, their lives were centered around this book for so long. They're going to have just a mistrust of, you know, so-called experts because the experts in their lives couldn't be trusted.
Authority, I think, is the word. They're people who have authority that are there. It's going to be tremendously difficult, and they'll develop various coping mechanisms to try and figure it out. But oh my goodness. So that's the latest on Corey Richards. We'll, of course, keep you up to date right here as it continues to develop.
Murder in the morning.
You want to weigh in on this case or any of them? 888-5KILLER, 888-554-5537 is the phone number. Stay with us.
From the Hit Killers Podcast, Murder in the Morning.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.